Pag tinatanong mo, meron ka na bang insurance? Ah, meron na ako niyan. Without even thinking kung ito ba ay right solution for the specific financial need in the future. Hindi, meron na ako sa ganitong company. Ganito yung coverage ko. Ah, okay po. Pero iba po yung function ng insurance na nakuha nyo. Okay na yan, sapat na yung insurance ko. And eventually, lalo pa nagkaroon ng pangangailangan, doon nila ma-realize na hindi pala siya parehas. Hello mga ka-RFF, kamusta po kayo? This is Jason Gutierrez po from Remember Financials. First of all po, maraming salamat po sa walang humpay na pagsuporta sa aming channel. For this video po, pag-usapan natin ang aming personal advice on how you can create an effective insurance portfolio. Alam naman po natin, ang insurance po ay mahalaga sa ating buhay. Karamihan po sa atin, of course, meron na pong mga insurances, may mga HMO na po, pero ang katanungan po, effective po ba yan? Or tama po ba para sa inyong pangangailangan? At para sa session na to, bibigyan po namin kayo ng guide kung paano pa mas mapapaganda ang inyong insurance portfolio at ano po ba ang benefits nito. So, umpisa na po natin. Now, when it comes to investment, there are three things po na you really want to manage. Number one po is efficiency. Pangalawa, effectiveness. And pangatlo ay risk. Pag-usapan natin efficiency. Pag ikaw po ay nag-i-invest, as much as possible po, gusto mo na yung mga fees ay mababa. Gusto mo na every peso na iyong binabayad ay napupunta talaga sa investment mo. So, you really want your portfolio efficient in that way. Wala masyadong friction cost. Pangalawa po, effectiveness. Gusto po natin ang investments na nakukuha natin or pipiliin natin ay maabot talaga ang ating financial goals. Doon natin masasabi na maganda talaga ang ating investment. Di ho ba? At pangatlo po, is risk. Now, when it comes to risk, alam naman natin, gusto natin talagang ma-manage ito. Alam naman natin na in every investment, there are risks. However, we want it manageable in a way na hindi mawawala yung capital natin, and we want it to grow as much as possible risk-free environment. But alam naman natin, when there are high risk, there are high returns. When there are low risk, there are low returns. However, we manage it in a way na acceptable sa atin yung risk and yung return na babalik. Now, these three things are important when it comes to investments, but this should be also applied to insurance plans. Bakit ganun? Eh, hindi naman to investment. Di ko ba, ano? But the thing is, again, we want our insurance plans to be efficient. We want it to be really effective in a way na pag nangailangan tayo, magagamit talaga natin. And of course, yung risk din. Now, with that being said, no, these are the financial risks that we normally encounter. Number one is untimely demise. Untimely demise is a very important factor, especially if you have financial goals for your family. Next is disability. If you get disabled, ano po ba yung pwede makatulog sa atin? Insurance pa rin po. Na pag ikaw ay nag-hospital, nagpapa-check up, ano po ba yung kailangan mo? Kailangan mo pa rin ng insurance dyan. Pangapat po, damaged properties. Sabi nyo naman Pilipinas, daanan ng bagyo, maraming lindol, lahat na ng sakuna pwedeng mangyari. So kailangan natin ng protection for our properties as well, especially sa ating mismong tahanan. These are the generic financial risks that we encounter in our lives when it comes to insurance. And we all know that there is no one-size-fits-all solution to all of these things. Hindi porket meron ka ng isang insurance product, eh masusolusyonon na po ang iyong pangangailangan. Pag tinatanong mo, meron ka na bang insurance? Ah, meron na ako niyan. Without even thinking kung ito ba ay right solution for the specific financial need in the future. Hindi, meron na ako sa ganitong company. Ganito yung coverage ko. Ah, okay po. Pero iba po yung function ng insurance na nakuha nyo. Okay na yan, sapat na yung insurance ko. And eventually, lalo pa nagkaroon ng pangangailangan, doon nila ma-realize na hindi pala siya parehas. Now, I want to share this analogy po, no? Kasi po, tayong mga Pilipino, lalo pag kumakain po tayo sa ating paboritong fast food restaurant, mahilig po tayo sa value meal. Pag ikaw po ay mo-order sa fast food restaurants, ito po ay affordable. Mas efficient nga naman. Mas effective nga naman yung produkto. Sa fast food restaurants, pwede nyo gawin ito. Ngunit, when it comes to financial services or financial products, pag ginawa nyo yung value meal, mas mahal po. Ang a la carte po is more cost efficient. Ibig sabihin po, tingi-tingi mo siyang kunin, mas cost efficient po siya. Ayan po ang hindi na-realize ng karamihan. When it comes to financial products, everything that was bundled into one product is more expensive. A la carte is actually more cost efficient. Kung gusto mong makamura, mag-a la carte ka, magtingi-tingi ka. Now, katatandaan po na ang insurance premiums natin are overhead costs. Gastos talaga siya. Ibig sabihin, kailangan talaga natin siyang i-manage properly. Kailangan as much as possible pababayaan mo yan. Kasi po, in the long run, baka hindi na po ito nakakatulong sa iyo at sa iyong pamilya. Now, pag-usapan natin, no, ano po ba yung typical na healthcare coverage dito sa Pilipinas? A normal individual would have an HMO coverage of around 100,000 coverage po. Kadalasan po, maswerte po dahil ito po ay binibigay ng kumpanya. Pero para po sa iba na wala pong company benefit, sila po ay kumukuha individually. And the average cost usually is around 20,000 to 25,000. Depende po sa provider at depende po talaga yan kung ano yung benefit na gusto mong kunin. Sa kabilang banda naman, meron silang critical illness coverage. At tatanungin mo, an average, meron silang 1 million critical illness coverage. Average cost po niyan is 30,000 to 45,000. Bakit po ganyan kamahal? Kasi po, technically, may insurance po talaga siya. Yung critical illness is not a standalone product normally. Ito po ay nakalodge sa isang insurance policy. Now, pag nakikita ko po itong mga individual na ito, no, at tinatanong ko po sila, tingin nyo po okay na po ba yung coverage nyo? For some, they would say, I think okay na ako. At least may HMO ako, may critical illness ako, okay na. People don't realize, especially pag na-confine na, yung HMO mo, kulang. 100,000? Ilang araw lang yan. Lalo na pag may kaso na ICU pa. How about critical illness? May critical illness naman ako eh. At teka lang po, no? Pag ikaw po ay na-confine, hindi naman po ibig sabihin ikaw ay critically ill. Di ho ba? So, anong gagamitin mo? Of course, mag-out of the pocket ka na. Ikaw na magbabayad niyan. So, of course, 100,000 yung coverage ng HMO. Pero, mag-shell out ka pa rin. Minsan, masakit din po yan. So, ano po ba yung missing link? Actually, may missing link po talaga dito. And usually, ito po yung hindi na-realize ng mga tao. May tinatawag po tayong medical insurance, no? Normally po, when we suggest, no, parang pillars po ng kanilang healthcare would be 3 products po. Number 1 is HMO, pangalawa po is medical insurance, and then their life insurance policy for their critical illness. Paano po ba nagpa-function ito? Pag-usapan po natin itong diagram na to. At the first level po, outpatient need. Pa-check-up ka lang, laboratory, okay, preventive. So, ano pong gagamitin mo dyan na product? Ang HMO mo po. Pag na-confine, of course, the first line of defense would be your HMO. Paano pag naubos na? Again, the medical insurance would be there. Ang medical insurance po, no, is it focuses on the inpatient need. So, again, pag ikaw na ay na-confine. After your HMO na deplete na po siya, ang next na pwede mong gamitin, medical insurance. At mas malaki po yung coverage niyan. But let's say nasa critical illness pa lang tayo, nagamit natin, no, medical insurance. Would you claim your life insurance benefit already or your critical illness benefit already? Yes, you may. Now, to give you an example, healthcare portfolio for an age 32. Now, some would get an HMO plan of 200,000. Premiums can be 25,000 a year. The medical insurance, up to 2 million po, no, can be 10,440. Your critical illness, on the other hand, again, this is on a life insurance policy. You get the 1 million critical illness coverage. You just pay 24,120. Now, for example, for the 32-year-old, this would be around a total of 3.2 million coverage. Pero mabayaran mo lang is 60,000. Now, if you will compare these portfolio to others, this one you are able to extend it or have multiple products already under one portfolio. Now, let's go to the life insurance naman ho. A typical life insurance plan would have this. Life insurance, 1 million. Accidental death benefit of 1 million. Critical illness, 1 million din. A total coverage of 3 million. And usually, the premiums can go as high as 62,000 for age 32 years old. Now, let's improve it the Ramber way. So, personally, if I will be recommending, I will find a product that is, again, more affordable, cost-efficient, very effective, can address the risk that you need. So, my example here is a death benefit of 2 million, critical illness of 1 million, but the total premium is just 22,000. So, you can see that the premiums has drastically lowered. Naging 22,000 na lang po siya. For the accidental death benefit, you can actually get a separate product from a different company or provider and give you this. Okay, accidental death benefit, 1.5 1.5 million. Permanent and total disability, 1.5 million. Medical reimbursement, 100,000. Burial expenses, okay. For only 2,690 pesos. That's around 3.2 million total coverage, no? Coming from the old version a while ago, your total coverage now is 6.2 million total. And your premiums is just 24,000 or 25,000 pesos. Now, if we will compare, a while ago, again, the old version, 3 million coverage, okay naman. But the premiums can go as high as 62,000 pesos. But the improved version, on the other hand, total coverage is 6.2 million pesos. But the premiums is 24,000 or let's say 25,000 a year. Now, let's talk about what are the insurance portfolio considerations po. Number one is purpose. Para saan ba talaga yung insurance? Ano po ba talaga yung rason bakit mo siya kukunin? Para saan? Para po, tama yung makuha natin insurance for you. Kasi ho, no? Pag bara-bara lang ho dyan, kukuha ka lang ng insurance, akala mo yun yung gusto mong kunin, mapapagastos ka po niyan. Baka po mahal yung makuha mo or mali. Pangalawa is the coverage. Dapat alam mo kung magkano yung coverage na hinihingi mo or kailangan mo. Para ma-make sure na if mangailangan ka, magagampanan talaga nung insurance mo yung purpose niya. At hindi ka masushort, no? So, importante po na talaga na sapat yung coverage mo for your insurance. Now, the third one is flexibility. Can you still manage your portfolio and change it or make some adjustments in the long run? Pwede ba siyang ma-convert into some benefits? Pwede ba siyang ma-increasean, ma-decreasean ng coverage? Next is friction cost. As much as possible, the lower the cost, okay, the better talaga. So please study your cost. Make sure na wala kang masyadong friction cost, wala kang masyadong binabayaran, wala masyadong hidden charges. Make sure na everything goes to your insurance policy at binibili to ng insurance, no? Of course, next is premiums. Make sure that it's within your budget. Because again, premiums are just costs. It's an overhead cost. As much as possible, lower it down. Just focus on the coverage and how it's gonna benefit you in the long run. Next, let's talk about the benefits of an effective insurance portfolio. Number one po, no, you'll be able to maximize your coverage. Make sure to address everything that you need. No? At the same time, hindi ka masyoshort. Kumbaga, kahit papaano, kung mag out of the pocket ka man, hindi na ganun kalaki. No? An effective portfolio would translate to a maximized coverage for you and your family. Pangalawa po is, you will be equipped with the right tools. Pag nagkasakit, may mabubunot ka. Pag critically ill, may mabubunot ka ulit. Pag confinement, may mabubunot ka. Iba namang tool. Pag namatay, again, may mabubunot. Pag libing, meron din tayo yan. Equip yourself with the right tools for the right financial need or financial risk. Next is, of course, savings to fund more important things, especially your family. Isipin mo na lang ang dinner dates with your family na pwede mo magawa. Fund the education of your family or kids. You can even start a business out of the savings. So, your savings can translate to more important things. And lastly, your savings can actually prosper others. Let's say your family has enough. Sabihin natin, project can help the community. Can be a donation to your church or to other institutions such as schools. So again, your savings can actually help to prosper others. So with that, I end my presentation with this po, no? Every one of us, everyone, especially you, you deserve a gourmet type of insurance and investment portfolio. We can make a gourmet type of portfolio for you. Just talk to us. We'll lend an ear. We'll give our recommendation and we will serve the right product or portfolio for you and your family. Mga ka-RFF, thank you so much po. At sana po kayo po ay may natutunan sa ating simpleng video. Please, huwag niyo pong kakalimutan na i-share po ang aming channel sa inyong family at sa inyong friends. Again, maraming salamat po. This is Jason Gutierrez. Ingat po kayo.